This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us. Let's talk about the construction industry.
Yes, because cost pressures from a year-long rally in commodities are being felt across the building and property industries in Malaysia. Now, Malaysian builders are reportedly hurting from surging prices of building materials thanks to the broad commodity boom. This comes on top of the fact that they are trying to avoid COVID infections at work sites.
Now, according to the Master Builders Association of Malaysia, which represents more than 1,000 members, firms with no cost escalation clauses in their tender contracts are hurting. It's now seeking help from the government to shield them from the risk of surging prices. So the president of the Masters Builders Association has also noted that builders have proposed to the government that a variation of price clause be included in projects to shield them from these price surges that we are seeing.
So for more on this, we are speaking to Eric Yong, the Managing Director of Crest Builder Holdings. Eric, thank you for joining us and good morning. Now, commodities from steel to palm have boomed over the last year. How significantly have builders like yourselves been impacted by this broad surge in prices?
I think if you look at the broader picture, steel ball prices has increased from 2020 lows of about 2,000-ish per ton to almost 3,004 per ton today. That's almost a 70% increase. Copper itself increased from about 4,005 per ton US dollars to almost 10,000 US dollars per ton today. And of course, the main one, another big or broader product is that the global crude oil prices has went up from the low 20s to almost threefold to 70 today. You see, I think in general, the current materials that has faced these major fluctuations, it amounts to between about 8 to 10% of the general construction contract sum, you know, for every project. But in terms of direct impact, it may not seem as such a major percentage, but bear in mind, construction contractors' profits are only about 5 to 7%. So this will definitely eat into the margins, you see. To further add on, this is the case for main contractors. But if you look at it from the smaller contractors, let's say the subcontractors or the specialist contractors, these material prices amount to a much larger percentage, and it will definitely give them a cost overrun impact. See, smaller vendors of like, let's say the electrical aircon contractors, you know, the copper effects, you know, copper to on my contract, copper maybe is only a couple of percent. But copper to the aircon, to the electrical guys, are easily 30-40%. Yeah.
So is it easy to pass on the cost to the customer?
I would think, okay, this question here is a good question. But you see, residential property developers, as a developer, they can pass on the cost to the end users, provided they have not sold the product. But the thing is, if they have already sold, then they can't pass on. And on top of this, I think the developers may not necessarily compensate the suffering contractors. That's why the contractually, the developers are not liable for price fluctuations. That's why they are not protected.
But Eric, what about for large infrastructure projects? Can you then pass on the cost to, let's say, the government that's usually building these projects?
Currently, no, because there isn't a VOP. I think a couple of years back, they removed the VOP but now we have actually proposed, the builders actually proposed to the government for the reintroduction of this VOP for government contracts. But of course, assuming this is approved, a lot will depend on how they implement this, whether it's going to be starting immediately or starting from the starting of last year, and whether they include only existing projects or also only for new projects. So it's still unknown for the time being. Those are the methods.
So Eric, other than VOPs or variation of order prices clauses, right? What about other measures potentially, for example, stockpiling or getting together as a group to stockpile certain key materials?
In my personal opinion, I think we always hope for, we're also in a bit of a dilemma. As much as we hope for an open market, but in uncertain times like this, we also hope for a certain level of control or price control or protection that needs to be implemented at all levels, you see. So I see, like, of course, in this such situation, government contracts, assuming they have VOP, the government projects are more protected. But the private sector, which amounts for also 30-40% of the projects in Malaysia as well, those are not covered at all. I think there needs to be a more holistic understanding and approach to supporting every party, not just the contractors, but also to the developers, to the end buyers, you know, whether the client and so on in this whole industry. Like, I mean, ideally, I would say that if the government can come in, could step in to do a control on material prices, you know, control the anti-dumping, control, there are certain products. You see, like how our KPDN EK, right? I think, yeah, users ministry, how they, I mean, the Hal Ewa Pengguna ministry, how they control these prices of chicken or prices of all this. I think if the government can step in to control certain core building materials, I think this will also actually help the industry a lot rather than let it fluctuate so much, is it?
Yeah, but Eric, is there a danger of this being a zero-sum game? Because there's going to be a cost that somebody's got to bear, and the government is quite thin on its balance sheet right now.
If you say the government had to bear, I mean, I do agree. However, the thing is, if you don't, as the current prices, you see today, let's say steel bar prices about 3,004 per ton. So for the contractors who are with a lot more calculated risk, chances is they will tender in at 5,000, 6,000. So if the government don't control it at the broader level, they'll get affected at the project level. So it to them is still the same. And they are, as much as they are hoping for that the price to come down, I mean, the price to come down, but it doesn't seem the way so far for the next couple of months. So I think a lot of the contractors are actually even pricing high, you see. So because the risk of the price keep increasing further, I think is very, very high on this case, is it?
So, I mean, let's just talk about market, because you can't price something that's already been sold. But do you see activity now, construction building activity, expected to soften further as these prices are trying to be passed on to the developer then?
Actually, if you see, I think activities are still, those ongoing ones, they are still moving fine. But I think it's more on the new projects. You see, like, of course, the government mega project side, we are still waiting to see which projects get rolled out faster or which one get rolled out first. In terms of the private sector, which I do more private sector projects, I think the immediate short-term outlook would still look quite bad. I think you see, like, a lot of the residential projects, the tenders and so on, like, a lot of it are dependent, the sales are dependent on, let's say, foreign investments or foreign buyers. And those projects, most of them are actually being deferred until the borders open up, you see. Mm. And, yeah.
So, okay. Eric, what are the other challenges facing builders in this current moment? I mean, for example, like the changes in the SOP, are there an issue for you?
Okay. We are, of course, the cost of strict adherence to these mandatory SOPs are definitely affecting us. Some may not be much. I mean, like, it all depends on how many workers and how much space and how all these things we have. Like, but of course, I think, for my opinion, I think the contractors are being affected in the sense that we are not sure on the detail of the SOPs, you know, sometimes. And then along the way, there's extra PCR or antigen testings. And if the workers are being affected, we have to quarantine a certain amount of workers, and all this are eating into the time and, of course, effectively cost as well. And if you look at it, but recently, the government has also enforced the Act 446 for these workers' accommodations. I think this has also created some immediate costs and time impact to contractors, as contractors we scramble to be compliant to better workers' accommodation and so on. Let's say a city center project actually has a lot of scarcity of space. So a lot of the contractors are being affected by the lack of space and also the sudden immediate enforcement, and so there are a lot of it are facing the cost line.
Right.
And yeah, I think the last point that I have, I mean, in terms of legally, you see, like, due to the various MCOs, I think we already had MCO 1, 2, 3, 3, 3 plus and all this things. Like, so contractors are facing a certain amount of delay, but of course, the COVID-19 bill are still, I would say it's still slightly lacking in granting the full extension of time needed by the contractors.
All right. Those are very good points, Eric. Thank you so much for your time. That was Eric Yong, Managing Director of Crest Builder Holdings. And it just seems as if it's a bit of a perfect storm that's going on in the industry right now, isn't it?
it's hard to pass on the cost to the property developers. They may not then put in the development projects. You're going to see general production and activity weaken and soften in the next quarter until the government does something. But there's so much crisis and issues, not crisis, but challenges with price controls and so on.
Which is why there's market talk that contractors are now considering mergers. So there's talk that Iskandar Waterfront was eyeing a merger with IGM. And there's also news that IGM is being looked at by Sunway, which has a 5% stake. So I think everybody is looking at how they can actually improve their business and also increase their margins, and maybe M&A is the way to go. That's why we're hearing talk of
synergies.
Well, I mean, volatility is a great harbinger of consolidation, isn't it? And what better time than now when valuations are distressed and people
still
need resources.
Still not that distressed though.
Yeah, lah, it could be better, right? But depends on who you talk to, which part of the equation. Okay, here at 7:29, we'll come back out to this with the news. And then after that, of course, more discussions, this time on the LRT, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.